This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos.
They don't want it!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had a hitter with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have my wing boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stills with the song for the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. We took a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Turn your, computer speaker over there, Leroy. You want me to do it for you? No, you did it. I'm proud of you. Atta boy.
Pretty good.
God, what a start.
That's a good start. Hey, that's a good start.
That's a good start.
We're going to blow the lead, but that's a good start.
So Elon Musk is claiming cyber attack for Twitter not working. Can I tell you something? I don't buy it.
Get your defense up then, buddy.
I just got to be honest with you. Why would Ukraine want to take out Twitter? Like, do they not also want to know how much the Vikings are spending on the defensive line? So I just can't buy it. I'm sorry. I think that your servers didn't work, you know? I don't know. But
I mean, so let me get this straight. Bear with me here.
Yeah.
We have a man who can send a rocket into space.
Sometimes.
And have it land by itself.
Yeah.
But not keep the internet going?
Nope.
Huh.
Well, he fired all that staff when he took over, you know? He's like, it's all bots. I'm like, well, then they're just, then you had to pay for Twitter, and it was like there was more bots. So.
I think if I would say the biggest problem on our planet right now is that years ago, any interactions that you had with a company was with a person. And now everything is automated. So if you call customer service for like your bank, you'll be on the phone 5 or 10 minutes before you speak to a person because the bots or whatever. There's no
sometimes
interaction.
Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't. You know what I've become a fan of? I've become a fan of bot chats. I feel like I don't got to talk to them. Goes pretty good. This happened with my my GoPro recently.
Yeah, but the other problem is that your question has to fit with the selections that the bot gives you.
Nah, sometimes, but then it gets going. Once you get a few options, if it knows what to do, and you know, it was pretty painless. It was pretty painless.
I don't like it.
I understand. You're a big fan of the olden days when it comes to customers. Oh, hello! Looks like it was only a 2-week streak, huh?
Just started. I heard the.
It's 10:07. Time is the time, but the time is the time. Why is she lashing out at me? A false start is a false start.
I told you again. Mm. What did Elon Musk say?
Mm?
He blamed somebody else.
Yep.
You blame people all the time.
That's true. Did not take accountability yesterday.
When I say it.
You spare Leroy. You guys got something
to do. We were just saying. We were excited because we thought you were a new JFig who was going to be on time all the time. And, you know, short-lived. We were saying that. Yeah. Leroy, we were saying that, right?
Well, I was in the elevator when you said that.
No, we called you on-time JFig. And all of a sudden, you know, the punctual princess, not here.
Punctual princess.
I don't want to be a punctual princess.
Well, it's a play on words because punk music and punctual, you know?
Oh, so punctual with a K.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That's rock and roll right there. All right, let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. I have an important message. Important message.
Mm.
Oh, okay. No props.
What is he grabbing? Right. Oh, no.
Free Ekblad. Free Aaron Ekblad.
All right.
Free him. He didn't do this. There's no way that handsome devil purposefully juiced. I don't believe it. Let's be real about it. Your sport is crazy. If he had to put on some foam to get his body right, your sport is insane. Free Ekblad. Okay? I don't know what Brooks Koepka put into his breakfast oatmeal, but let me tell you something right now. Aaron Ekblad would never, because he's a good boy, and he would never do this.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy, and I think that Gary Bettman should reconsider and free Ekblad. This is ridiculous, and I gotta be honest with you, smells a little fishy. Smells like something in Edmonton tainted the old supplements over here. Now look at Aaron Ekblad, Leroy. You think that looks like a man who juices? No way. No way. Free Ekblad.
Well, if I may.
I should have gotten the parking cone outside.
There was a second baseman for the Marlins who we also did not think was doing anything.
Just because D. Gordon did full-blown steroids does not mean that Aaron Ekblad did.
Well, of all the guys in baseball that you thought may be juicing,
he just needed to keep his foot up. The pants wouldn't fit. He had the
steel weighed 147 pounds!
Free Ekblad. He didn't do this. A ridiculous notion that in hockey, a sport where people lose chiclets on the ice, if somebody needs a little something to get back on the ice faster, I think we can all look the other way. This is the year of our Lord, 2025. Do we even care about steroids anymore? Let's be honest about it.
Nope. Hey,
first of all, first message, good Lord, he's off the rails at 10:10.
I just want Aaron Ekblad freed. He's a good boy.
Who gave Tony the Mac? I tried to. We almost got in a fist fight the whole way.
I knew exactly where
he
was.
Spin move. You lucky it's Lent. So, wait. Hold on. Just because I'm trying to be a better person.
Wait.
Just because I'm trying to be a better person doesn't mean you can be full steam ahead.
Why not? I didn't give up chicanery for Lent.
This is not going to end well.
No, I just want Aaron Ekblad free. This is ridiculous.
Wait,
he didn't
question.
Do
question. Can we put on our thinkers a little bit?
Sure.
I can't take a seat.
You want to play the bullhorn?
Is it possible that Zito knew before the trade with Marchand?
That would imply that Bill Zito would be up to some kind of cap shenanigans.
No.
Trade deadline. Because, and so he went for Seth Jones because he knew that Aaron Ekblad was juiced to the gills.
No. I'm not talking about Seth Jones, but he got Marchand too.
He did, but Seth Jones plays defense.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, it comes down a lot a long time before the people actually hear about it because there may have been an appeal. Mm. See what I'm saying? So
what? Yeah, I think he lost his appeal because I don't think a good boy would lose that. He's very handsome. And let's be real about it. Brooks Koepka bullied him. And who can't get behind a person who perseveres over bullying like Aaron Ekblad did from Brooks Koepka? Mm.
True.
And then you do what you should do to a bully, which is bully them back in front of 30,000 people on a beach.
The only way you should.
F*** you, Brooks Koepka!
This ends my message. Free Ekblad.
It's a one-man protest. I just imagine one guy outside of the jail.
No. Remember the Marlins.
Free
remember they had that. They were having a protest for the Marlins, and like four people showed up.
Oh yeah.
I was at that. I was boots on the ground for that.
Were you holding any props at the?
I wasn't at the set because there was a second one, the Bruce Sherman protest.
There's like five people there.
That one didn't go as hot, but I went to the Loria. Protest, boots on the ground, and those guys were hyped. They had a sign and everything.
Oh my goodness!
I can find those Twitter pictures. I got them somewhere. I'll see if I can send this to Jen.
We got the Bruins tonight, right?
We got the Bruins tonight, dude. So, 7 o'clock is your puck drop. From that hellhole, TD Garden, which is the Panthers' Airbnb.
Oh, my God. Tobin may be one man, but he speaks for thousands.
Thanks, man.
Should we put him on a shirt?
Can I just say this? Don't egg him on. Can we get to the Dolphins? Or are we going
to
wait?
We can get to the Dolphins. Trust me, if you want to put out 15 minutes of heat, I'm all for it. We can do it later. I'm good. All right. Let's get to the Dolphins. We'll take a break. Dolphins making moves. Back after this. She's no good. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Started out a joke of a romantic start to my tongue. Take you guys until 2 here on the program. We're going to have a special guest stop by today. We're very excited about it.
Special
guest is going to stop by today.
Is it Kevin Hart?
What?
Sorry, I just wanted
to... Is Kevin Hart coming to the improv or something?
No, I just thought...
No, maybe. Kevin Hart doesn't do improv.
Everybody does improv to work on material.
Sometimes he does improv. No, he come on, he did it once.
What's the most famous guy you've had to just work on material?
Pete Davidson?
That's pretty famous.
Louis C.K.
Yeah, he's not like Kevin Hart famous. He did a 12-second set.
He had his
moments.
Davidson do like a 12-minute set?
No, it was like 30 minutes. 20. 25.
So ridiculous for a headliner.
What about...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What's her name? Tiffany Haddish. What about that one?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty famous.
Pretty good.
Wasn't she a stripper back in the day?
Well, you know, the
No,
past.
Serious.
It makes for great material.
Does make great. I think... No, that was a movie.
So,
I remember one time my uncle was like doing a radio thing up in upstate New York, and he brought George Carlin on for a theater. But Carlin was working on material, so he had like the notepad out there and things like that. Yeah. That was kind of cool.
Carlin, legend.
Legend.
Yeah.
Greetings from Frankfurt, Germany.
JFig, your favorite metal band, Pantera, is coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater. What do you think about giving away some tickets today? You up for that?
Maybe. I'll be nice later.
All right. It's a Live Nation show, so keep on listening, and we will find out when she wants to give those away. But Leroy, you wanted to talk Miami Dolphins. What do you got, buddy? What struck your... What got you all in a tizzy yesterday?
Here's what happens in the first 12 seconds of free agency. You want your team to make a splash. You see everybody else making a splash.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. You think we suck. I have a different spin on this. And this drives me crazy with Chris Greer. And this is a valid complaint. One, the only good thing that you have is to show everybody that you draft well.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can do that is keep the guys you drafted. This team has had more guys walk that they have drafted than I've ever seen in football.
Ginks.
Than I've ever seen in football. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Javon Holland thing, yeah, I get that.
Writing was on the wall.
Not Christian Wilkins. Hunt.
Van Ginkle.
Van Ginkle. You just let him walk for nothing. And I'm lobbying right now for Laremy Tunsil to be in the Hall of Fame.
Why?
That guy has garnered more draft picks in the history of the NFL. More than Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
That guy is... people are giving up everything for him. He was here.
He was.
Let him go.
He got the cheetah.
Okay. But I'm just saying, you understand that for a guy who everybody complains about his decisions and roster moves,
mm-hmm.
the one thing that would help it is keeping the guys you drafted.
I don't even think this is my biggest concern or complaint with
There's him. More!
Okay.
Now, what has been the biggest issue with this team the last 3 years?
Injuries.
Correct! Why would I sign a broke-down player? Two of them!
Well.
Two! One guy signed the contract limping!
He's going to be ready for May.
He's beating science too, right?
That's what I say.
I don't want a guy beating science. I want active participants.
They said yesterday they signed this James Daniels from the Steelers, who they say is very good. And I'm not here to I'm not here to judge.
No. But he was very good before he tore his Achilles.
Week four.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Let's put this on something different. Let's say that you're dating somebody and they don't treat you well and they're non-committed.
Yeah.
And you say, you know what? Let's just call it off. Let's go our separate ways or whatever. Your next relationship is going to be anything other than the last guy or person you dated.
Different type of person, you're saying.
Right.
I gotcha. Unless you have a type.
Why do you keep signing the same type of players? So, let's be clear. As much as I love Teron Armstead, you know what that deal is. Right? If he comes back, he gonna give you 12 to 15. Right?
Sure.
You just signed a guy who tore his Achilles. You brought in a safety. Now, I'm not going to make a big deal about signing a safety. He's a good player. But he was banged up last year.
Yeah, of course.
Okay? So, you let Javon Holland walk. You save some money by bringing another guy in that was plagued with injuries last year. Now, there's two ways to think of it. Some people could think of, like me, that why are we signing broke down players? We need active participants. I don't want to sign anybody in hopes that they are ready. I need to sign guys who are ready to go because
they say
my ass is probably on the hot seat.
They say James Daniels is going to be ready to go.
Okay.
Can I tell you good news, though?
You said that about Bradley Chubb. Waiting for Bradley Chubb to play.
Can I tell you the good news, though? About
beating science.
I didn't say he was beating science.
He's been out as long as me.
I didn't say he was beating science.
When was the last time I played football?
2001?
2000. When was the last time you saw Bradley Chubb play?
2023?
Yeah. And he was injury prone when you traded for him.
He was.
So why
he doesn't
do we,
care. Like,
I
don't know what to tell you.
Doing the same thing.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, look, the one thing you can say with front offices, right, is that there is philosophies. And Chris Greer
does not believe in injury prone. He doesn't think it's a thing. I don't get it, but he doesn't. Like, this we know about him. This is not, like, what happened yesterday should not be shocking. I hope it works out, but it shouldn't be shocking.
Are we past the point for hoping that it works out?
Oh yeah.
Like, we need some guys who are you can depend on. And I'm not here. I'm not saying these guys aren't good players. I'm not saying that at all. But to be fair to me, it was the same thing I said to you about Tua and Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with their talent. I'm not drafting a guy who I have questions about his health that early in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Tua could end up being a Hall of Famer. But I'm justified for thinking what I was thinking back then. That you need guys on the field.
I also,
the last 3 years have been plagued with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one thing I'm going to stay away from?
Steelers Reddit says he's very good.
They missing him already.
They are missing him. That's where I always go. When I want to know, like, should I be excited about a player in a position that, like, is hard, like guard? I don't know. And I go to Steelers Reddit. They're like, oh, he's good.
Yeah, the healthiest player they signed was Zach Wilson!
Zach Wilson in South Florida with the MILFs. Dangerous game.
Be careful. He could probably hang out with Kiffin.
Oh, yeah.
Up in Boca.
I don't know. He may go for something different down here, though.
The Zach Wilson signing was very underwhelming. That was very underwhelming. Like,
big
we
old
were,
splash.
It was like... Because you want to know the thing that is crazy about it? Like, he gets $6 million, right? Which I know is not huge quarterback money, but it's not nothing. And I'm thinking to myself, he didn't take a snap last year. Why doesn't he get the minimum? Like, why does he get $6 million with a chance to be 10?
Because that's a backup quarterback.
But Leroy, he didn't do anything last year.
You realize their backup quarterback...
He wasn't a backup last year.
Wait.
He was a backup's backup.
Wait, you do realize... There are quarterbacks playing backup making $10 million plus.
I understand that, okay. But you want to know something? They actually had playing time last year. This guy's only credentials are he was drafted by the Jets very high.
Yeah, but if Tua gets hurt, he's the guy.
Oh, I'm very nervous about it. I'm very nervous. He's not been good.
You, the first day of minicamp, all the...
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Signing's gonna be doing stretches with the trainers.
I get it. He's got a piss whistle and Marcos. Sneaky?
Yeah. Oh, hey. Mobile, dude.
Sneaky mobile for intangibles.
Wait, yeah. Was it him or Daniel Jones who tripped over himself?
That was Daniel Jones. Okay. That was Daniel Jones. But, yeah. I don't know. I'm just like.
I mean, he's gonna be the third quarterback, though.
Here's the point
I made. Because they're going to drop somebody?
No, they're going to get a veteran second.
I don't think they are.
When we started this.
You can't have this guy back here.
When we walked into that door,
He's a MILF hunter.
He's a MILF hunter.
It has to be amazing that the healthiest guy that you bring into your organization for as of right now is Zach Wilson. Now, to be fair, all of my complaints are warranted. I'm telling you. The injury aspect of it, whatever. It's warranted based on what this team has been the last 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
But I do understand there's more offseason.
I do too. And,
but here's the problem. Can we get somebody closer to Tua? Healthy. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know who you want. What do you want, Dylan Gabriel?
Like, no, I don't know. I'm just
like a lefty?
Saying,
I don't know what you mean.
I'm just saying that when free agency starts, you go, here are all the things we need. You did need a safety, check. You did need an offensive lineman, check. Injured, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need a whole bunch of defensive players and a whole bunch of offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm. Well, they really only need like one more offensive lineman now.
You here to be successful, you need probably 5 solid offensive linemen, 2 guys who are slightly above average, because you're going to need 7 guys.
Yeah, they signed a swing guy yesterday. Who's going to be, you know, I'm sure, their backup of all things.
You don't even know his name.
It's Borum, I think.
Yeah, that's the one. I did the same thing. You know, the Steelers were like, oh, no, I'm going to miss him. I look at the Bears, and they're like, thank God that guy's gone.
Yeah, well, he looks like he's a utility guy. He's basically new Eichenberg.
For sure. I think I heard.
I told you, you need a guy like that, though.
Well, thank God we don't have Eichenberg.
No. Okay. But wait.
He didn't get signed the first day of free agency. I'm stunned.
Eichenberg. Every time you say that, you know what I think of? Have you ever seen Thor with the rock guy?
New Doug.
And he goes, New Doug.
Hey, New Eichenberg.
Hello, New Eichenberg.
So, like, I'm just.
This is already going to make Daniels my favorite player. Because he's not Eichenberg. I'm excited.
I'm not. I understand there's more time. So, I'm not saying it can't be fixed or the things that you need can't be.
But what you're saying is, and it is true, the first not even 24 hours of free agency has been Chris Greer's MO his whole time, which is
right.
I'm going to lose my high draft picks for nothing,
and
I'm
going to
sign
guys
really injured players
who have played well but had some issues the last year or so because I can get them
on the Chiefs keys.
Right. Right. Like, here. There comes a time in life where the quality of what you're getting is worth the cost. You can't keep bargain shopping forever
At some point, you got to get quality players that you know with the money you're giving them is going to produce that. Now, to me, sometimes free agency is a little bit deceiving in that if there's a competition for your talents, you might get a little more than your value. So I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, there was a guard who signed this morning for like $80 million.
Right.
So they got him. Yeah, they got him at a discount rate. I'm sure if he has a healthy year, he'll probably come back and be like, give me more money, Bobby.
Right.
But everybody says his talent, if he's right, is good. But it's just such it's such a scary thing. Because it's like, if it doesn't work out.
I want something
here. If it doesn't work out and he doesn't come back all the way healthy, and it's a very scary injury.
Right.
You know, if we're going to be left in the same spot where Tua is running for his life because you rolled the dice on a guy's Achilles fixing right. It's one of these things. I know he's going to say, you guys are more concerned than we are. It's like, cool, but you understand why we're concerned, right?
Yes. And so I get there's a lot of time, right? And I get that there's, you know, more work to be done. But it seems like all these other teams had a plan the second free agency started. Like, you see what Chicago did?
A lot.
Right. Like, they're like, we're going to get our offensive line fixed.
But they have a rookie quarterback. Like, they're going to have Doe.
Okay.
So does Minnesota.
Right. You
know, they paid Tua. Okay. Like, that is part of the...
So does New England?
Rookie quarterback. Like, everybody who spent big yesterday all has rookie quarterbacks.
And here's another thing that a lot of the teams that had a lot of success, most of their money is quarterback and line.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive, defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Not really wide receivers.
No.
Right? So, I would say this. There's two things that this team needs, and I don't know whether it's a schematic thing or a personnel thing. You need to be dogs up front. You need to be more physical up front, and you need to have a running game that reflects that. Because I said it all last year. I've said it the year before that. There's going to come a point in time where you have to line up against an 8-man box and get a first down to end a game or win a significant game.
Yep.
And this team can't do that. And so everything that they do, to look at what has happened in football and look at how teams have been successful. There's a couple outliers, right? But you look at how teams have been successful. That's stopping the run and running the football in between the tackles.
What's a bigger concern for you, though? Is it a bigger concern that you signed a good player who's coming off a really critical injury, or that we're one snap away from Milf Hunter?
See, I believe this. I believe this was Zach Wilson. And I've always... And I've said this to you a lot, that if you draft a quarterback that has a lot of talent but needs a little bit of development and throw him on a crap team, on a crap organization, and he struggles, then we look at that as far as, oh, this guy was a bust. The talent was always there.
Mm-hmm.
The arm strength was always there. Okay, what were the pieces around him? So while I get people saying we only got Zach Wilson, these guys have done great with Tua. We all thought Tua was trash or was going to suck.
Tua was never as bad as Zach Wilson. Like, whatever people want to say about it, but hold on.
He never had the talent around him that...
But it doesn't matter. Whatever people want to say about Tua, Zach Wilson, Tua was never close to a bust like Zach Wilson was. It's not even close.
But again, it's the only organization that could take a Hall of Famer and make him 5-12.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
The Jets quarterback.
So if they took a Hall of Famer and he was only 5-12,
it has become,
what the hell you think that's going to be to Zach Wilson?
Geno Smith. Sam Darnold.
Still play quarterback.
Just got a hundy.
Right. So, all of the evidence is out there. Is it the quarterback or the organization? So, there's some talent there. Now, I don't know what kind of talent you're expecting in a backup quarterback. Hell, if he could start, he'd be starting. Everybody, there's a bunch of teams starving for quarterback play.
Sure.
So, your backup is going to be exactly what, he has talent, but he hasn't been in the right situation. So, I'm not upset that the Dolphins signed Zach Wilson. Like, he's a backup quarterback.
Mac Jones was out there. He's a Pro Bowler. Pro Bowl gritty.
A guy named McCorkle came from the South. I'm just telling.
Take a break. Back after this.
Can I kick it?
It was centered around facts. You don't have anything.
Conspiracy.
Let me tell you something. You got nothing to apologize for, Leroy. You have a concern with this team that's totally legitimate. Totally legitimate.
You told them to fix it.
Fix it, dude.
But I don't. Here. Mm. Here's what I've always said, the problem that fans have with organizations. Whether you like what Chicago did or not, there seems to be a plan. All the fans can kind of recognize what that plan is.
Mm.
And so there's excitement about how it's going to work out.
But they're in a different spot than the Dolphins.
No. Bear with me.
Okay.
I know they're in a different spot. For the last 3 or 4 years, what has been the plan? What has been, something that, as a fan of the Dolphins, something that you could grasp on and say, I see where we're going. I see what we're doing here. Because the last time somebody asked the question, he laughed.
It felt like the plan for the Dolphins and their identity was going to be fastest team on the planet.
Yeah, but
that was their identity.
Okay.
It got figured out.
No, it's not even that.
Would you disagree with that, though?
That's worked.
I understand
what's
worked.
The last time it worked was the greatest show on turf.
But I'm asking you, would you agree that was their identity? That was their plan?
Yes. Yes. And some said it was very similar to what San Francisco was doing and how they ran offense or whatever. But here's the problem. As much as you want to say they were trying to do what San Francisco did and do it in a manner that San Francisco did, San Francisco was, even with all that trickery on offense, one of the most physical teams in the NFL.
Sure. Debo, Kittle.
Right.
Mooses.
Even on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Trent Williams.
So, even with that plan, they still had problems playing basic football.
I know.
And so, that's what I don't understand when I say I don't understand what the plan is. Because even if your idea of what you want the team to be resembled what San Francisco was.
But if I wanted to be,
it's not that.
But if I wanted to be Johnny Aqua Glasses right now, right? And I wanted to give the spin on it, I would say, what? This is what you want to put on?
Johnny Aqua Glasses. Johnny Aqua Glasses. All we need now is little dolphins in the
Leroy.
Okay, what's up, Johnny?
Mike
Aquaman.
McDaniel Johnny. And Chris Greer acknowledged at the combine,
yes,
that they were going to invest in the offensive line. They have started investing in the offensive line. They bring in a guy of Pro Bowl caliber talent. Yes, he's coming off of an Achilles injury, but in a world, hold on, in a world where they got to be smart with their money because they've spent a lot already on quarterback, wide receiver, pass rusher. They need to be smart with their dough. If you get a talent like that and you're able to get him at a third of the price that other Pro Bowl talent guards are doing, that's called good football ops, dude. And they are starting to invest in the trenches.
If I may, Johnny Aquaman.
No, Johnny Aquaglasses.
Johnny Aquaglasses.
What are we doing here?
If I may, I don't want Pro Bowl-like talent. I'm not shopping at freaking Timu.
Well, you're not
okay. I don't want Timu offensive linemen.
We need to be grown ups.
No,
we've already got to cover.
Wait. This is like, you know what? It sounds like a taste like chicken debate. Have you ever had this? Tastes just like chicken.
I understand.
I just eat chicken. Get me a Pro Bowler.
But this, see, it's kind of like having a mutt chicken. You know, it's like, you know, maybe he makes good eggs, but I got him on the cheapskies.
Nope.
Johnny Aquaglass isn't selling you?
No, nope, that ain't selling. But you understand what I'm saying?
No, I get you, dude.
At
I don't need
Pro Bowl offensive line.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think the Dolphins are in a spot right now where, like, they could restructure Tua's deal and could have gotten more money? They're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not opening up more space. They're being more prudent with it for now. Do you think that Stephen Ross, for once, is telling them, nah, dude, I'm not writing a big check this offseason. Like, you guys figure it out because this is your job's on the line.
No. I think...
You think he would spend regardless? If they wanted him to spend, he would do it.
Right. But that's not the problem. The problem isn't the money.
Mm-hmm.
People are making it about the money. My problem is with the decisions. Nothing that I said had anything to do with money. It had to do with the last 3 years we've been plagued with injuries, and you out here signing broke players.
But it has a little bit to do with money because you've decided the guys you invested. Like when you mentioned Washington, Chicago, New England, Minnesota.
They haven't invested any money in anybody.
Have all very four things that are very... They're at the spend willy-nilly. The Dolphins spent their willy-nilly money.
Right.
It hasn't worked out right now.
Okay, because all the places that you spent your money aren't making a big enough impact because the units on the field that those guys depend on weren't good.
That's true.
So, to throw the ball down the field, you need time. You didn't have time, so you started throwing these little bubble screens and quick passes, and now you're 2nd and 14, and you're wondering why. Because you can't run the ball on first down because it's always 2nd and 12. Because the offensive line's not working out. So, with all that being said, my thought process is, hey, we've been banged up front. Let's get us some guys we can depend on. Let's get us some guys that can come in and play 16, 17 games. And let's build that way.
Timbo Slices, Leroy's getting mad at a hypothetical character. Johnny Aquaglasses.
You gave him his glasses, Leroy.
Literally handed it to him.
We've been doing this show for over 8-9 years. He's been an imaginary character for all that time. Now you're... What the hell?
Hold on.
Just one moment, guys. Just, we got to put on the props.
Zach Wilson's got potential. You know, he's got a real hoose. He can move around. You need to realize if Tua gets one more injury, you need your quarterback of the future already here. Only 25 years old. Younger than Michael Penix. Johnny Aquaglasses.
Over and out.
Like, I'm not even having a conversation about backup quarterback. Right? My hopes is that the backup quarterback never has to play. But I am talking about the guys that got to play. Right?
Of course.
They signed the guy who's going to limp in the press conference.
Maybe he has a scooter.
Mm. Oh, that would... Who's new guy's name?
James Daniels.
James Daniels.
tell you right now, if you come to sign your contract on a scooter or any type of apparatus, I'm talking about the one where you put your knee on it and you scoot around, right? Crutches, wheelchair.
Do you need help with the camera?
Any of the sorts.
Pretty good. Look at that.
I'm going to blow a gasket.
Mobile.
No, why are you throwing
the football? It's not working. The table's blocking.
He's an offensive lineman.
I was trying to keep my balance.
So, think about that.
No Pilates.
Think about that. Like, I want the Dolphins. The Dolphins. How can I put this and be nice? I think if the injured guys were healthy, they could beat the guys that were actually playing.
Huh.
Think about that. Chew on that for a minute.
Say that again. In the mic.
Guys who are injured and miss a lot of time the last couple years for this team.
Yep.
If healthy, they could beat the guys who actually play.
Yeah, I think isn't that usually, aren't they starters?
So why are we signing broke down guys? Listen, I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't.
But you're nervous.
Because what has plagued this team? Injuries. Now.
Doesn't bother the GM.
What?
It doesn't.
Neither did offensive line!
It's boxed in.
He laughed at us! Who's laughing now?
You've been boxed in!
I want to cry!
Take a break.
Our swing guys sucked at three positions!
Amazon Prime.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.